what is it?
My name is Matthew Clayton. I am 17 years old. Today's date is April 6th, Wednesday, 2022. I'm speaking with my grandma, and we're recording this interview in Washington, Walla Walla, Washington. Now for the questions, the fun part. Do you have any funny stories, like funny family stories?
No, other than it's been hilarious raising 7 kids. Had a lot of fun with them. And
my dad told me a story about how you, I think you drove your car into the house. I think that's, if I remember correctly.
Through the garage.
Into the garage, right. Yeah, can you tell me more about that?
Well, I didn't have to put air conditioning in. I made it with my car. Oh. Yeah, I sometimes had trouble with it, but then there's been a lot of little incidents throughout the years with the children and grandchildren with things that they've done, At Grandpa's funeral, they told how Dad was fighting a fire, come out of the fire with a little cigarette. So we have a lot of little incidents over the years.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Ottawa, Illinois, LaSalle County. Abraham Lincoln was in my hometown, and he gave the first Lincoln-Douglas debate there. And the Republican Party started there. And it's known for its silica sand and a great, great farming community.
What was your childhood like?
Well, I was born in the Depression, so I don't remember too much other than I know my family struggled because no one had money. And then I lived in the, Second World War. And I was 9 years old when it started, and it started just 6 days after my sister was born with the bombing of Pearl Harbor. And we were, we had stamps in order to get meat and gas and rubber and sugar, coffee, it was all, because it all went over to the troops. And I remember my dad rolling his own cigarettes because he couldn't buy cigarettes. He could buy the little tobacco packs, but he couldn't get the cigarettes, so he rolled his own. And but other than that, I was in school, and I didn't understand the magnitude of the war, but I knew my uncle was away at war, and I cried a lot. And my uncle was the first one military personnel to ride a military vehicle on the Alcan Highway going to Alaska. And he was up there, and he drove some of the officials around. And he was a good cook in the military also, I understand. But that's about all that I remember when it, one of our local men was a pilot, and he took a B-52 or one of his big planes and went over the town and twisted its wings for us, and then he went on. And we bought war bonds. Remember, if we had 10 cents, we got, which the money was very, wasn't very good, but we if we could get 10 cents, we took it to school and got a stamp to put in a stamp book. And then we got, and after I married, only probably about 20 years ago, shortly after my mother died, I guess it was in 87, I had 2 war bonds from the Second World War, because you saved the stamps, and when you got so many, you got the bond. And on my $25 bonds, I got $100 some dollars. So after 20 some years. But that's about it, is what we had. It was very limited, and we didn't go out very much. We couldn't drive. The only time Daddy would drive would be on Sunday. We'd take a little ride either to Grandma's or go out to the farm, my great uncle's farm, and back, and that's all. We were away from town. The rest of the time we walked to save gasoline and everything else. So, but we made it through there.
That's kind of what most people do nowadays, because gas prices are so high. What jobs did you have in the past?
Pardon?
What jobs did you have?
I was a telephone operator, and I started out in local service and went to long distance, and then I was supervisor.
What was
for
Dad?
3 years, and then I got married, and I raised kids since.
What was Dad like when he was growing up?
Pardon?
What was Dad like when growing up?
Your dad?
Yeah.
Well, he was our firstborn, because we adopted our oldest. Mm. And Dad's grandmother, Clayton, that lived in Dixie, Washington, she come in and she saw your dad and she said, oh, he's just too beautiful to be a boy.
Hmm.
And he was so cute. And it was an experience, and he's my firstborn, and each one of my kids have had their way. Kenny was my firstborn. John was our adopted first son. And then Kenny was our firstborn. Then Robin come along as our first girl. Mary was our baby girl. Johnny was our clown.
Hmm.
Raymond was my sportsman. Mm. And Scotty's my baby dumpling. That's where they're at.
Do you have any favorite stories about all of them?
Oh, not really. We always enjoyed the kids and music. Your grandpa played the violin.
Mm.
And when he was a kid, Mr. Roy died, Roy Dorr,
mm-hmm.
here in Walla Walla, took him under his wing. And Grandpa would go to the Granges and play for the dances out there. And that's how he got started. Well, our children, our oldest son played the tuba.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad played the saxophone. Robin played the clarinet. Mary didn't play anything. Raymond didn't play anything. John and Scotty played the trombone. And Scotty played the drums. But they all gave it up. But John went to the state band, state orchestra for the Wahai.
Mm-hmm.
And then we followed Casey and Turner and Riley with their music. Casey was a good singer, and they all played in the little theater. And Riley played taps for her grandpa when he died last year.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad was so proud. But he was proud of all you kids. I mean, each one of you have your own specialty and what you deal with, and as everyone does. And we didn't favor one over the other, but there was things we enjoyed differently with each child, and grandchild, and great-grandchild, and children, I should say, because I have three of them. And so, that's about what we did, and we followed them with their music and followed with the sports. Your dad didn't play sports, but Johnny played baseball, Raymond played baseball and basketball, and Scotty played baseball and basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And then Becky, your sister, played baseball.
Mm-hmm.
She played on a little league team and put the boys to shame. And now Zachary and Noah and Virgil, her children, are doing baseball. And some children like sports and some don't. And it's one of those things. I never played sports. The only thing we had was PE at school, and we played. But everybody has different things they want to do and like to do. And so that was it.
How long have you been married?
We were married 67 years, 2 months, and 11 days when Grandpa passed away last July.
Did you like going to school?
Pardon?
Did you like going to school?
Yeah, I liked school. Yeah, I did. I went to a public grade school, and then I went to a Catholic high school, and both experiences were good. But I didn't get to go to college. My folks couldn't afford it, and they didn't believe in higher education. And my mother only went 1 year of high school. My dad quit a grade school. And I was the first one on my mother's family, other than her older sister, all of her kids went to college. But the other of us grandchildren, I was the only one to graduate from high school. Was the first one to graduate from high school. There were some after me, but I was the first to graduate from high school. Everybody else quit.
What's your most vivid memory of school?
Of a student?
Like, what is your, what's your biggest memory of school? Like, what do you remember the most?
Oh, I don't know, just during the war, we'd go out and play, you know, on the playground, and we played Annie-O, and we played Jacks and Jump the Rope. That was what we did in grade school during recess, and PE, we were just like everybody else doing exercise and stuff like that. And then they would take us on trips. During grade school, they took us to the local newspaper. And we went to the waterworks where we got our water and went through the building. And we always walked. We didn't have school buses. But they did take a bus one time and took us on our 8th grade picnic. And a tornado started forming, so we got out of there and went home. But that's about it. In high school, we were quite religious and everything. And so it was a different experience for me, but I enjoyed it. In fact, your father is named after one of the nuns. Then she quit the nunnery and ended up getting married after she was about 60 years old. But her religious name was Kenneth, so I named her after, named your father after her. She became a great friend to me, and I liked most of my teachers. There was only one or two that I didn't care for, but for the most part, they were very good people.
Did you know anyone that was in the military, or do you still know anyone?
Pardon?
Do you know anyone that is in the military?
In the military? Yeah, I've had military personnel in my family all the way back to the Revolutionary War. And I think it would be about my 5th great grandfather he was in the Revolutionary War. His name was Ebenezer Hadley. And then during the First World War, my great uncle Ralph was in the war. And during the Second World War, my Uncle Bill was in the war. In the Korean War, my husband and three of my cousins were in the war. And the Vietnamese, one of my distant cousins was in the war. So I've had them pretty much in the Civil War. My mother's two grandfathers were in the Civil War. And one of my great-great uncles died as a result. Well, didn't die on the battlefield, but he died in 1870 from the after effect of the war. And he was Riley C. Hagenbaugh. And I have a picture of him in his Civil War uniform.
So Grandpa was in
was in the Navy during the Korean War.
What was his rank? What was his rank?
I don't remember. He didn't go very far, and he was at San Diego for 3 years, and then we got married, and I got down there for about 6 weeks, and he got shipped out, and he was on the history making. They put him on. He was on a training ship for sonar because he had the ear tone, but then they shipped him up to the McClure Strait on a icebreaker. And they went on the Burton Island, and it was owned by the Navy, and then it was taken over by the Coast Guard later, and now it's in decommission. And he got on that, and they went up there and went through the McClure Strait and met the east wind coming from the east, from the Atlantic Ocean, and they broke through the McClure Strait. And when Grandpa died, we put that in his obit. And right next to it was an article that the paper didn't even realize, telling about a new icebreaker that was going up there to go through straits. So it was kind of ironic that it turned out that way.
Tell me about the person who had the greatest influence on your life. Who influenced your life the most?
The greatest influence? Yeah. I think my dad. I was close to my dad. He was very easygoing. I never saw my dad mad. But he could, when he did, you never knew it, but you sure felt the whack.
What lessons did he teach you?
Pardon?
What lessons did he teach you? Like,
to be honest, to do the best you could always do, and to honor your elders. If we never did, we couldn't sass back our elders like the kids do today. I don't allow my kids. I will walk my kids right now if they call me. They can jokingly call me something, but if they mean it, I'll hit them. I'm not going to take it. I didn't take it from my kids, and I won't take it from your grandkids, and I won't take it from my great-grandkids. Because I've never done anything to any of you for you to disrespect me that way. And that's why I grew up, is disrespectful.
Did you have a nickname?
Oh, yeah, my grandfather called me Toledo. I had a pedal car, which I still have. It's a 1936 Hudson Super 6. And I guess when I was a little kid, I had it when I guess about 3 years old. And I guess I didn't want to get out of it. And my name is Lolita, so my grandmother said, well, nobody can nickname her. And he called me Toledo. So when I write my memoirs of the family, not my genealogy, but I'm writing memoirs, I put it by Toledo. Use that as my code name.
Can you share with me a story of how you and your husband met?
How we met?
Yeah.
Well, one day in 1950, it was June, I was a junior in high school. And I got this letter, and it had Lotisha Barr. Well, my name was Lolita. They had me as 14 years old, and I was 17. So I thought it was a joke. And they got my name out of the Pep comic book. Well, I thought, well, that's a joke. Well, pretty soon I received over 200 letters from 200 people around the world, and they all got my name out of the comic book. And I looked for all these years, I couldn't find it, because I never had bought the book, I never had it. And Jeff Watson, you know, that comes to our dinners at Johnny's, he has a comic book thing here in town, and he found it up in Canada, and he gave it to us 2 years ago, so Grandpa and I got to see it on our 67th anniversary. And so that's how I met him, and we dated. We wrote for, that was in 50, and we got married in 54. We wrote for 4 years, and I saw him exactly four times. He came for my senior prom, and I saw him for about 3 or 4 days. Then I went and I saw him, I went out to his place. We come out here to meet his folks. And I think we were together about a week because we drove on down to California to his base. And then I met him, and then I got sick and he came back the next year. Well, then we got married and that's all we saw each other. I think we saw each other for a total of 21 days. But we both for 4 years.
Tell me about your wedding day.
Oh, we're born. We were married the day before Mother's Day, on May 8th, 1954, and it was a sunshiny day, and my grandpa and grandma, my grandpa Barr, my grandma had already died, and my grandma Shoemaker were there. And grandpa out here, your great grandpa didn't come, but grandma came and was daddy's cousin, grandpa's cousin. And so he stood up for us, and we got married in the Catholic Church. And everyone has died now except my one girlfriend, and her mind has gone, and me. So that's all that's left of our marriage. And, we were married, and then at the Catholic Church, and then my dad, we had dinner, at the, which was a bridal party and my grandparents. And then we had a reception afterwards. And so that was about it. We never had a honeymoon or anything because we had to get out. He had to go back to the Navy. So we drove out to the Walla Walla with his mother and cousin. And then we left from here and went down to San Diego.
What lessons has working taught you?
As what?
What lessons has working taught you?
Well, taught me how to handle money. My dad always said, you don't buy anything unless you have the money. And you buy one thing at a time and pay it off, and I did. And that, because I didn't make very much. I was under $1 an hour at the telephone company. And I bought my luggage and paid it off. Then I bought some silverware and paid it off. Then I paid for my wedding and paid it off. That was it. I didn't buy like that. I just, and I haven't since. I've never went out and bought a lot of stuff. The only thing I splurged on just before Grandpa died, I put a marker on my sister's grave in Ottawa because she's buried in Texas, and I put a marker on there for her and my brother. So she'll be with me because I'll be buried there. Mm-hmm. And that's all I've spent all the time.
What did you do during summer when you were off from
school? During the summer?
Yeah.
Nothing. I spent my whole life sitting on a downport, coloring in color books, and playing with paper dolls and playing with my dollies, and I still love my dollies.
Is there anything else that you want to say? Is there anything else you want to say? Because we're almost out of questions.
No, not really. I just wish the kids today, they're so, all they think of is money and going out and just, but they don't want to work for it. Mm. And you got to work for it because that's where the pride comes in. Because if you don't work for it, you don't give a damn. And if you work for it, then that's your money. And you know that what you had to do is to toil to get to that where you're going. Mm-hmm. And you have better luck that way than somebody handing it to you. Because the more money people get, some of these people, they want more and more and more, but they're never happy because they're so busy wanting more, they aren't enjoying what they have. And that's when you don't have it, you enjoy life. The simple things of life.
Did you have any pets growing up?
When I was little, I had my lady. She was a little fox terrier. And she was my buddy, but she wouldn't even let my daddy in the house. He was strictly protecting me. And somebody poisoned her. And so I was upset. I was only in, I don't know, first grade, I think, maybe first grade. So I didn't go back to school in the afternoon, so my aunt says, well, go out and dig the grave. So she says, I said, well, how deep does it have to be? Because I was a little kid. And so I worked all day. I probably got about 2 inches out of the dirt hole. And my aunt says, you have to dig till you find the Chinaman's pigtail, because China's supposed to be right over, right straight across the world mm-hmm. from Ottawa. And so I never did find a big shell because I never got below the surface. And my daddy had to bury my dog there and that. And after that, I didn't have any.
Thinking about future generations and knowing that they might hear this recording, is there any wisdom or advice you would like to share with them?
I think they need to understand how hard the people who were ahead of them had to work to make the world so they can be here. And the dedication that they've done with their jobs and the dedication, the men who sacrificed their lives for this country so they could be here. And they need to start looking, never look at the color of their skin, but the color of their soul. Because you can't control, you can control your actions, but you can't control your color. And the people are just so stuck on themselves anymore, and they don't think of their neighbors. During the, back in the 40s, everybody helped everybody else. You never locked your door. And when we needed a roof, all the neighbors come and put the roof on. They dug the basement for my uncle. There are some of them doing that now. And like when we have our natural disasters with the tornadoes and floods and that, they do. They get together and they help each other. And that's what life's about. Nothing else.
Well, that is all the questions I have.
Okay.
So.